Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast. Our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned Into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Starving children, deadbeat dads, the need for Christ is great. In Honduras, we're going back there. It seems like I've been talking to a lot of Honduras missionaries lately. The Lord, the Spirit of God stirring in Honduras, right? The pastor, brother, missionary, Timothy Setliff. God bless you. Thanks for being on with us.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here to be able to share about what God's doing in Honduras. And I've been there for 6 years as a missionary. I'm 74 years old. And our ministry is to kids. We started out, the name of our ministry is A New Kind of Dad. The desire that I had was to help people, men, to be biblical dads, but quickly I found out that the men were interested in making babies and leaving. And so it's a huge amount of single moms. And so I prayed and God directed me. I said, Lord, I believe this is what you've called me to. And he says, reach down and build up. And so what he was telling me is to teach the kids about a new kind of dad that would never leave them nor forsake them. And so our ministry is totally to kids, and we do a lot of feeding programs because most of the kids come to school, they haven't eaten anything, and you can't learn if you're sitting there hungry. And the future leaders, we're feeding kids a nutritious food so that they can learn, and the key to change is to build future leaders through education and through teaching the gospel.
Well, now, I was introduced to you by this guy. I'm going to have to bring your cousin in here. Rusty Lackey, author, entrepreneur, man of God. You keep telling me that your cousin Tim is the real deal and what he's doing in Honduras, and you send a lot of support to him. What is it about his ministry that really gets you going, that lights your fire, Rusty?
Well, cousin, he's real, and when he says something, he honors his word. And not only that, I've known him since I was a baby. We grew up together, but I've seen his life transformation. And at his age, to make a commitment, the calling of God at his age to come on and to just drop everything in America and go to a foreign land and create what he's created over through the blessings of God and through the direction of God, but to helping those kids. You know, Stu, you know, the book I wrote, I gave all the proceeds to the sex trafficking of humans. And that's one thing, but he really went and got in the fight. Wow. He got in the fight to feed these kids, and I've known him my whole life. And just because he's my cousin, if he was not the real deal, I would not be sitting here with one of my best friends. So he's got 100% of the support from the family, and the work that he's doing over is growing. But I, when he showed me those kids, when they're hungry, they can't learn. And it made me feel sad. It made me feel bad because we live in America, the greatest nation on earth. And he left the greatest nation on earth to put himself into service of other people. But I know one thing, you'll always be blessed in direct proportion for the quality of efforts expended. And he's given a quality effort for our Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to instill that in those kids' heart. And I've actually communicated back and forth with some of those kids and see how he's doing. But to see the look of hope on their face when he loves on them, talks to them, him and his wife, and he feeds them, the weight of their brain is put something in their belly. And so he has our full support, too.
Well, that's awesome. You know, and this place erupted. We had everyone clap for you when you stood up and talked about helping these kids and helping these dads be godly fathers. You know, you're trying to lead souls to Christ in Honduras, which is a land that's been attacked by poverty and fatherlessness and all kinds of issues. And a lot of conflict, a lot of kids that are orphaned and such. So, Tim Setliff, the name of your ministry and what you're passionate about, what would you say to our listeners about getting involved in the battle and not just sitting idle and helping with you with what you're doing?
Well, our website is timsetliff.com. It's TimSetliff, last two letters, F is in Frank.com. And you can learn about our ministry. We've got lots of God stories because we see God doing just awesome things. He gives me an idea, and then he funds it. And so this new project that we're doing with the feeding of the kids is going to be expensive, feeding 100 kids 6 days a week. And we're hoping to do breakfast and lunch. And we're stepping out by faith because our Father in heaven is able to provide for all of our needs. And so you can give online, check my website out, and we've got lots of God stories where that we've been able to see people receive Christ. And it's just amazing in my walk with the Lord. I am open to share the gospel wherever I am. And I was getting my oil changed one day, and they said, you've got some major fronting work that needs to be done. So I said, well, I'll come back tomorrow. And as I was waiting for them to repair my car, there's a lady come into the lounge, and we began to talk, and she wasn't a Christian. And so I shared the gospel. She received Jesus. And then the biggest smile burst out on her face. She said, Tim, I was planning to come yesterday, but I got busy, and if I hadn't come today, I wouldn't know Jesus. And so that's sort of the way my life works. He directs my path, and I'm faithful to share the gospel.
Awesome. Give the name of the ministry one more time and how we can pray for you.
It's timsetliff.com, A New Kind of Dad. And pray for this foot to heal, because the doctor said I cannot leave the States until we get this foot healed.
You're trying to get back to Honduras. When you go into Honduras, what part are you going to, and what exactly do you do? Give everyone a little bit of hands on the ground real quick as we wrap up.
Okay, I live in La Ceiba. I'm 6 miles, about 30 minutes outside of town. We live in a community called El Naranjo, and it's very poor. So we just go about our daily lives. My wife, Maria, is a teacher. And so every morning she goes out and teaches kids in the school. And so we have our home. We call it a ministry center. It is a ministry center. She calls it a Casa de Luz, a house of light. And so we have people come by all the time needing food. We have discipleship training. We have pastors come in. We had all the pastors in the area come together, and for the first time ever. So we're helping them to grow in the Lord and to develop fellowship. We had some guys come by surveying, and so every day we brought them in for lunch, and they hated to hear the gospel, but they got it. And one guy was so upset that he didn't even say thank you for the food. But I was faithful, and God's word will never come Amen. Back void.
Amen. It's loud in here because these guys are fellowshipping, and no, there's prayer going on. God's working. We just had Wednesday in the Word. Rusty, you haven't been here in a while, so it's good to have you back, man.
So,
and you brought your cousin, who's a mighty man of God, missionary to Honduras, who's entrepreneurial as all get out, but God's put him over there. And then Priest walks up, who had two Honduras missionaries here sitting right here last week. Priest, what's it like? And you met this, you know, before today, he was a complete stranger. Now you hear his testimony. Brother Tim, what do you say to him?
I say, first of all, thank you very much. And interestingly enough, there are no coincidences with God. So there's mighty things going on in Honduras right now. But to have three mighty men who are leaving the States to go to Honduras and witness in Honduras and share the gospel in Honduras, that's a reminder for us to pray for these folks. And we pray for you for your healing and for the requests that you brought up this morning, too.
Well, we're going to ask Priest to pray right now. We did it last week. Now, last week, where you're sitting, a young man named David Moore with small kids. He is home on furlough from Honduras. Where I'm sitting, a guy named Mando, who's an amazing, gifted technician, automobile repair, everything like that. He's on his way back to Honduras. So after we hang up on this interview here on Truth Talk, I'm Stu Epperson, talking to this man of God from Honduras, Tim Setliff. But what's going to happen is you and Priest, John Priest, are going to connect, and you're going to know all these other guys, and suddenly the world's going to get smaller, like the technology, Rusty, we just talked about, and souls, even more souls, going to get saved. Pray for him, will you, for healing for his foot. He's had gout and all these things, trying to get it back over to the mission field.
Father God, we love you, seek you, and serve you. You're a mighty and magnificent and a marvelous God. And we never wonder, Lord, how wonderful you are, and yet we're humbled by the opportunity to come before you in your throne of grace. We ask you to forgive our sins, Lord, as you can hear our prayers. Please be with our brother. Watch over, guide, and heal him. Touch him from the top of his head to the tip of his toes, Lord. We also understand that nothing takes you by surprise. So he is on a furlough this season right now, Lord. And if no other works can be done, he can use his knees, Lord, to be on his knees praying for you as we are now. We ask you to bless this brother. We ask you to bless the ministry, the gospel, the word, Lord, going out. And we pray for the folks of Honduras. In your mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Awesome. Praise the Lord. Go, give, serve, be a part. And if you can't do any of the above, just pray. Right, Brother Tim?
Amen. That's the thing we need most.
Learn more about Tim at timsetliff.com.
This is the Truth Network.